Now, we're joined in studio by Teresa Murphy from Tralee Gymnastics Club, who's looking for your help. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us why you're here.
Principally, we're here because we have to move out of our present premises by the 1st of September and we don't have anywhere to go. So we need a big warehouse. We have loads of apparatus. We need a big warehouse. Our present place is 7,500 square feet with a 30-foot high roof. So we need something similar. And so far, we haven't been able to find it.
And where are you based at present?
We're in Clash Industrial Estate at the moment, and we have been refused planning permission to stay there, so we need to move out. So it's kind of very important and very immediate now, this moment.
Tell us, Teresa, how many members you have.
We have 400 members at the moment. We have about 200 on the waiting list.
So 200 on the waiting list,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, there's always been a very big waiting list, you know, because it's very popular. And but a reputation just goes by word of mouth all the time, you know. So every day people are ringing me and I'm saying, yeah, you'll have to put them on the waiting list and wait, you know. So we have from two-year-olds up until 50, 60-year-olds doing it, yeah.
And would most of the members be children?
The majority would be children, up to, say, 16, 17, maybe 18, that age.
And I know as well, Teresa, that the gymnastics club is, or gymnastics is particularly beneficial for children with additional needs.
Yeah, we've a lot of children with special needs and they just integrate into the classes. We don't have any particular special needs class. They just integrate as part, with the other children, take part. And it makes such a difference to some of them, you know. You can just watch, we do assessments every term and then you can just see the difference. Is actually sort of a numerical thing there you can look at and see the difference and what they've achieved in the time they're there.
And why do you think gymnastics is so beneficial for children with additional needs?
Well, I think it's the whole movement. A lot of special needs children, they need to move. They need freedom to move. You know, they need they do a lot of bouncing and jumping, and it's been shown that bouncing, like the using the trampolines, is very, very beneficial to any special needs child, especially autistic children. And they just have the freedom. They come into the gym. We've got a sprung floor, 13 metre square sprung floor. There's mats everywhere. There's bars to swing on, things to climb on, trampolines to bounce on, and it just brings them out of themselves so much. You know, they have the freedom to do, I don't know, just to use their body in whatever way they want, you know. At the same time, then, they're also learning social skills, in that, particularly the older ones, then, they're learning social skills and learning to interact with adults and with other children, and just social stuff like staying in line and, you know, taking their turn at something, you know, that way, you know. So in that way it's very beneficial to all children.
And how many children who are currently attending Tralee Gymnastics Club, how many of those would have additional needs?
I couldn't say off the top of my head. I would say about 20. That's roughly.
But it's very important for them.
Because I don't differentiate myself with them, you know, so I don't sort of count them.
And maybe that's, you said there about not differentiating, and maybe that's why it is so beneficial for children, because they're just going up to express themselves physically, and that takes the pressure off children, their parents, and as you said, there's a flow to it. They can socialise with other children. It's all about expressing themselves in a way that's not all about being assessed or judged. They're just enjoying themselves.
Yeah, and also it's learning skills that they wouldn't learn otherwise. Like, you know, you can go out and kick a ball. You don't need anything except your ball and your bit of ground to kick on. And not to take anything away now from football or anything, but it gymnastics, can be more dangerous, shall we say? So you have a lot of children trying things themselves at home, and then they can come in and we can show them how to do it properly, and also they learn to achieve. We have children who come in and they can do everything. We have another child and it takes them 3 months to learn a forward roll. But the joy on that child's face when it actually does a forward roll and stands up is just the same as anyone who's just done a triple somersault. Or, you know, it's the same. they learn to achieve, and it's so good for their self-esteem.
Teresa, unfortunately, we're out of time. So, Teresa, just let me know, just if you could repeat what sort of venue you're looking for, for Tralee Gymnastics Club, and how people can get in touch if they have a suitable warehouse for you.
Right, so a large warehouse-style building, 7,500 square feet or around that, with a high roof, no pillars or rafters or stuff like that on it. And they can ring me on 087-6802-550. I'd be happy to hear from anybody.
And that number for Teresa is 087-680-2550. Teresa Murphy of Tralee Gymnastics Club, thank you for joining us.